Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Denzel was working on a survey to find out what people understood about the work of the Ministry of Communities in order to enlighten them. Alexis called him and told him she felt she was pregnant, as she had hoped. He informed Catalina and Auntie Myrtle, who immediately visited Alexis. Malachi was angry, chased them out of the house, and gave Alexis an ultimatum and pushed her. Brian tried to intercede, and an angry Malachi left. Denzel called her, and she was mad with him for telling Catalina and Auntie Myrtle, and ended the call. She then discovered that she was bleeding. Right now, Auntie Myrtle is calling Alexis.
I promise you, we'll make you feel right at home.
Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning, Auntie Myrtle.
How are you feeling this morning?
Not good.
Come and meet me, Alexis. You don't have to come to the house. We can meet at a cafe. Alexis, please. I'm very concerned.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna come.
I'm going to leave home in about half an hour.
Okay.
All right, see you soon.
Morning, Sister Myrtle.
Morning, Sister Patsy.
Like you're waiting on a date?
Actually, I'm waiting on my niece, Alexis.
Oh, gosh. I was to tell you.
What?
It's why y'all let a child marry Simon's son.
We didn't let her. They went behind our backs.
My girl, I see the two of them, and Alexis didn't look happy at all. I don't like he at all. He look everything like he father, and like he got the same attitude. Y'all need to do something to get she out of there quick.
Okay, Sister Patsy.
Anyway, you heard about the farmers meeting?
No.
Well, they have a farmers meeting on Sunday, and I'm going around telling the people.
What is it about?
Well, for one, they want people to start utilizing the backlands. Yes, some people farming, but others just got the land there, not doing anything with it.
I see.
You know how it is in Marundoy and many other villages. You got a plot of land in front and another one at the back for farming.
I guess some people can't find theirs.
They could go to the village office and get help locating it. I find me on the other day, and I get in some boys to come and plant some merengue trees for me.
Only merengue?
Yes, girl. That is big business right now. It's the whole tree you could sell. The leaves, the seeds, you could make powder, oil. I gonna make some good money.
I see.
You know what gonna happen if everybody use up the farmlands? More people gonna be able to feed themselves and save the money.
And might be healthier too.
Exactly. It's a form of empowerment.
Well, I have my little kitchen garden, so I can come to the meeting.
Matters not if you're a small farmer or a big one. Everybody should be there. We should come together and create a market. Farming could bring a lot of money into Marundi because we got the land, girl.
So true. You know how many people ain't got no land to plant and wish they had? When you go to Georgetown, for example, most people don't have space to plant.
That is true. And we got all that land in the backlands and not making full use of it. We got to change that.
I agree.
Myrtle, look, your niece come in.
Yes.
She ain't look too happy though.
Hi, Auntie Myrtle, Sister Patsy.
Hi, Alexis.
Young lady, you too young for doing this to yourself.
Excuse me?
Sister Patsy, thanks. I will make sure I come to the farmers' meeting.
And encourage other people to come too. Thank you, love.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the rest of the day.
You too.
Why are you wearing a sweater with a hole in this heat?
I just don't feel like talking to anybody.
Okay. Do you want something to drink?
Yes, thanks. Some juice.
Okay.
You going to the farmers meeting this Sunday, Ignatius?
Yeah. I will pass to hear what the people are saying.
I'm studying what to do with me farmland in the back there.
Go to the meeting and get some ideas, Coretta.
Yeah, maybe I could get somebody to help me plant it up.
You know any help you want, I can give.
Thank you.
Shelly, you took your time.
What was she doing?
I invited her to come.
Every time I think this woman out my life, baps!
Coretta is a good friend of mine.
There's news to me. I thought she was just your woman.
Have a seat, Shelly. I wanted all of us to meet today to clear some things up. Shelly, I gave you an ultimatum. You made up your mind?
Ignatius, Taddy and me go way back. I just can't stop talking to him.
Okay. Immediately. Friend over marriage?
You could be me husband and I could still be his friend.
Like, oh, you are my wife and Coretta is my friend.
That's different.
Yeah. And things are going to change permanently.
How?
Shelly, I'm trying to be a better man. I don't want to fight anymore. I don't want to be abusive to you.
I don't want that either.
You have been bringing out the very worst in me. And I hate that. The other night at the restaurant, I felt horrible afterwards. We made a public spectacle of ourselves and I really hate that.
That wasn't my fault.
Yes, but it's because of what you did that made me angry.
You got to learn to control yourself.
I have been trying, Shelly. I really have. And before I do something I regret, I think we should quit while we are ahead.
That's what you're really saying, Ignatius.
I want a woman who can stand by my side. Someone who will support me and not have me guessing about their loyalty.
I have been standing with you and supporting you.
No! You have been bringing just drama into my life.
So what really are you saying?
I brought up divorce before. And because I love you, we decided to give it another shot. But nothing has changed!
Well, well.
So, my decision is made up for sure this time. We can end the marriage amicably. I will leave you with the money you have in the account. You can have the car and everything else you accumulated during our marriage.
Ignatius, are you serious?
I will be moving forward with Coretta.
You can't be serious.
You should start packing so me and my future husband could start planning the wedding.
You got to be a mad woman. It would be a cold day in hell before I let you have my husband.
Sherry!
Alexis, you know you can be honest with me.
Auntie Myrtle?
Yes?
I think I lose the baby.
What?
Malachi pushed me down and then I started bleeding.
Alexis?
Yes?
Was it confirmed that you were pregnant?
No, but me period 4 days late, but just before I take the test, he pushed me down.
You have to report him.
I can't do that.
That is abuse.
But he didn't mean to push me down.
Alexis, that's how it starts. Eh? You need to get out of this now.
But I love him, Auntie Myrtle, and he loves me.
Someone who loves you wouldn't put his hands on you.
It was an accident.
Alexis.
Look, I got a plan.
Baby girl.
I'm gonna get pregnant again. Then once he sent for me, I could always leave him when I settle in the States.
Something really horrible could happen to you before that, Alexis.
I just got to play nice with him. And y'all can't come to the house when he's here.
You think that is normal?
Auntie Myrtle, you got to understand. I'm working towards something. I don't want to be poor all my life. I don't want to struggle how mommy struggle. I want a better life for myself. And Malachi can give me that.
But at what cost? Eh? You willing to risk your life?
Malachi is not gonna hurt me.
He already did.
I just have to be a good wife and do what he says and everything will be fine.
Please. Please. I'm begging you, Alexis. You can become anything you want. I know you don't want to struggle, but all you got to do is take in your education. And you could change your life for the better.
I want to do it this way, Auntie Myrtle. I know y'all love me and want the best for me. But please, just stay away from me while Malachi here. I got to go.
Alexis, wait.
Bye, Auntie Myrtle.
Alexis!
Shelly, stop it!
You can't do this to me, Ignatius.
That is exactly the reason why we have to end this marriage. I don't want a wife who carries on like this.
And she's better than me?
I was always a better woman than you.
Shelley!
No, Ignatius.
Go upstairs and start packing your stuff. You can tell your friend Toddy to come and get you.
I am not going anywhere.
Should I call the police, Ignatius?
No, Coretta.
Ignatius, you can't do this to me.
I am serious, Shelley. I am done. Done. Our marriage is over.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical records should remain confidential. Comforting Hearts, Family Awareness, Consciousness Togetherness Fact, and United Bricklayers have provided psychosocial support to Region 6 for the past 20 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, please contact Comforting Hearts on 333-4722 or their office at 616 Kohlberg Street, New Amsterdam, or FACT on 335-3889 or their office at 7283 No. 78 Griffiton, Burbies, or United Bricklayers on 333-2483, 333-3322, or their office at 25 Charles Place, New Amsterdam. Your health is yours. Handle with care. Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.